The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here?
A show that, analytically, exists between 6 and 10 weekday mornings on Kansas City's only FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, buddy.
Live from the studios that brought you...
Hey, what you up, man?
Here's Bob Fesco and Dusty Likens.
That's right. Friday has arrived. Gonna be a good weekend. Gonna be a fun weekend. Weather's finally summer weather. Pools are open. Kids are absolutely nuts. They've been out of school for a while. Well, some, I think. I'm mostly all in the metro area. Playoff season in full force. Game two tonight in San Antonio.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game two of the Stanley Cup Finals last night. Mavericks going for game one tonight for the Kelly Cup. And KU gets to try to crank that hog on Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Man, they win. They're off to Omaha, right, for the College World Series, which would be really, really awesome
to
see.
Two, you know, right?
They'll win two out of three. Yeah, it's the best of three series over there Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you know, if you have the game. It is. But I understand why they do it. You want the weekend, obviously, and then you have that wraparound game, and maybe you don't have to play on a Monday. You know, if you're KU, you go take care of business Saturday and Sunday and finish this whole thing off, get that extra day of rest, and then head on up to Omaha for the College World Series, which would be just wild to think about, man. Kansas going to the College World Series, I think, for the first time since 92 or 93 when they went to a final. It was 92, I think. They went to the College World Series, the Final Four, and a bowl game. And I still think, if I'm not mistaken, they're the only university to do all of those three in one season. It may have been passed recently, but for the longest time, they were the only school to go to all three of those events in one calendar year. So it'll be interesting to see if they can make it back and get back to Omaha for the first time. And, you know, since, geez, I was in high school. So, I mean,
crank the hog, man. Crank it up.
Yeah, let's go, man. Yes. Let's go win this weekend. Beat Oklahoma. Old Big Eight rivalry. Let's go. Take care of business, man.
Pumped. Yeah. Spurs, Knicks. Game three of the Stanley Cup Finals, game one of the Kelly Cup with the Go Mavs, more cowbell, tons of cowbell, as much as you can, you know, bear.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how you bang that bell, crank that hog.
I know that I'm hard.
Alien that floor.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know if you guys saw this last night. I'm sure a lot of you were asleep. The Royals have won three of their last four. Winning two out of three versus Cincinnati, winning game one of four against the Minnesota Twins. And we've got a little bit of a cool story here.
Here's the pitch. Rojas grounds it back up the middle, a base hit into center field. Tolbert scores. Thomas rounds third. He slides in safely. Josh Rojas in his Royals debut with his second swing as a Royal delivers a go-ahead two-run single. The Royals lead 8-6 in the top of the ninth inning.
So no secret, last night's game was in a rain delay, and Josh Rojas is the hero of last night's game. You heard Jake Eisenberg there on the call on 96.5 The Fan. This comes from Andy Rogers. Josh Rojas went 1-for-3 in AAA today. That's right. I said that. He missed his flight to Minnesota, caught the second one, arrived at Target Field in the eighth inning and knocked in the winning runs for the Royals in the ninth. He called the day adventurous.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
That's a wild load.
I'm just going to say this and be honest with you. If that game was played in Kansas City, he doesn't make it because our airport has such bad service. Thank God he was flying into Minneapolis where there's a hub and you could just get the next flight the next hour from wherever he was going. Because if that game was here in Kansas City last night, the Royals lose that baseball game. I absolutely 100% believe that because that guy doesn't make the game
there's not a rain delay, he doesn't hit it.
So there's a reason to get better flight service times at KCI. You're costing our sports teams games because you have terrible flights up there. So let's get more flights so we can win more games. That's really a cool story, though. I mean, I don't know that anybody in baseball history has ever had a hit in a minor league game and a major league game in the same day in completely different cities where you had to board a flight in between,
and
man.
You can really pad that and stretch it because you could say, and I don't know how many people have actually, like, missed a flight, caught the second one, made their major league debut, and knocked in the winning runs all in the same day.
Yeah, like, right, like all just, in the same day.
That's just insane.
I mean, you're never going to have a better day than that, man. You really are. No, like, that's one of those you bounce.
You retire, man. Like, send your jersey to Cooperstown.
Cash out.
It's like if Bob got a hole in one on hole two of a golf course, he's taking his bags back to the clubhouse, going in his car, and be like, I had a day.
I got to worry about hitting the fairway first, Dusty, let alone
par three.
I got to worry about hitting the fairway first. There's no question. I'm not getting a hole in one.
BBL stinky.
No, I couldn't even hit the fairway. Yeah.
I feel like you'd be a good golf cart partner, though.
Absolutely, I would be. I love riding in the cart and having cocktails or doing other things.
Yeah. You don't want to drive?
I don't want to drive.
It's kind of fun.
I'll drive. Yeah, I have no problem driving. Yeah.
And be like, what do you need? Be like, I don't know, man. I'm like 130. Do you want to give me my 9-iron? Oh,
nope.
I thought, man, what drink do you need?
Yeah. I'm passing
out. You
want
strawberry lemonade or you want peach iced tea from Surfside? Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll take that in the 9-iron, please.
I may fall asleep in there like the guy at KMBZ this morning. He found a bed under the desk today.
I've been there.
You know?
I've been there.
He found a bed under that desk this morning. Yep. I said, went in there to KMBZ, the guy next door, and I said, are you bored here, man? Are you going to fall asleep? Because I don't know. Somebody's got a bed under here, and it's like a sleeping bag, and people got a guy that sleeps in the building, I think, mm-hmm. too. So
and changes.
Yeah. So you've got the you've got a bed here that that somebody's using. That's fantastic.
You got a pond.
Yeah, pond, pool. Pond better for you for that guy.
Yeah, we got a pond. Probably works
better. We got a pothole. Yeah. Multiple potholes out there. What our parking lot has now become, has anybody ever been to Steamboat Springs, Colorado, where they have all the springs and you bounce around the hot sulfur springs? There's many different springs all around. That's our parking lot right now. The pothole's all filled with water. It's all different sizes, so they're all different springs that are sitting out there in our parking lot right now. Dusty says, man, it rained last night. Potholes got a lot of water in them. I said, that could be for days. I mean, I don't know how long those puddles have been out there.
Yeah, we didn't get any rain in Lee's Summit last night, but I got out here and there was just puddles everywhere. I was like, oh, okay. Because it's kind of cool driving in, seeing the northern storms.
Yeah, there's lightning today.
Tons of light bulbs going off. Man, that really zoomed in on Bob's face.
Did it really?
Oh, it's like all lips.
What do I have to do? How do I move it back?
I don't know. But it's
the L in the shape of the finger on my forehead here.
Yeah, L for love.
That's right. You better believe it.
But yeah, what a crazy story. That's just like baseball, man. You just can't make stuff up like that. And then you had the Stanley Cup finals last night.
Wow, what a game.
Big Seth.
Along the half boards, and now it's Gostis pair. Carlson and Eichel, the penalty goes. Scores! Overtime winner! And Seth Jarvis evens the series at a game apiece.
Tell me I'm wrong. Seth Jarvis is like the most cliche hockey name you could possibly have.
It's like a Aiden, Jaden, Caden, and Braden for a baseball name,
Seth
right?
Seth Jarvis.
It's a good name, though, man. That's a powerful name. Like, if you know Seth Jarvis, man, that guy's going to kick your ass. But, you know, we were out for dinner last night with the legend Bobby Bell, breaking bread with him last night and enjoying a great fundraiser that we were part of. And I didn't get home until, like, the end of the third period. You know, you see it tied up, and then it's got the intermission break for overtime, right? Mm-hmm. And I know that's how
another
hockey
15.
Is. But I'm thinking to myself when I'm there, I understand, I get the rules, I know how it is, but man, just get right back out there and play, you know? And mm-hmm. and the Carolina Panthers, I mean, they had to be gassed, scoring 3 goals in the third period like that last night.
Nuts.
And then, you know, allowing Vegas to tie it up when you think, oh man, we've got this thing right here, right? And they tie it up with less than 2 minutes to go. And then the overtime goal, at least it happened fast at overtime, because there's been some, man, you go double overtime. That's another 15-minute break after the 20 that you just played. Like, hockey games, man, they can go on and on and on. But what a great way to end that one last night. And now that series is tied at 1, and it's headed back to Las Vegas. And I just keep watching this Las Vegas team and go, 8 games to go in the regular season. They fired their coach. They get Torts in there. And here they are, 3 wins away, almost 2 wins away last night now, from that Stanley Cup trophy, just making that one big change during the course of the season, and it really paid off for them. But yeah, playoff hockey, man, that overtime last night was just awesome. It was great.
You also can't make it up because Vegas was up 2-0.
Yeah.
And they lost.
Yep.
Again, classic.
In hockey.
Yeah, those 2-0 leads. You're right about that. They suck.
Just, I don't ever want to see that. If I ever develop a hockey team, which we're getting there, we're 2 games into the Stanley Cup final, so we're there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
did you see what the ratings are up from last year?
Not having. Are they massive?
98%.
Let's go.
Wow.
Welcome
98%.
You're welcome, Olympics.
That's exactly what it was. No, I mean, and that's good to see because
Eichel's a big man on the Team USA team.
Right, exactly. And you know, we talk about it. Imagine if he stayed in Buffalo, how good that team could have been. But anyway, but you look at what, because they were in the playoffs this year. They had Eichel. They never, anyway, that's nerd stuff. But you're doubling your playoff ratings from a year ago. And you're right. It is all, I think, anyway, because of the Olympics. But it's actually good to see that, because we have seen the Olympics, we have seen that Four Nations Challenge, and then nobody carries over in hockey. And it's always like, how do we carry over this excitement and this buzz? Well, it looks like you have, and now you're giving us great games too. I mean, you know, people are coming to your party and they're getting what they asked for plus some. I mean, you go to overtime in the Stanley Cup Finals like they did last night, that's just great hockey, that's great sports, that's great theater for everybody.
We have some Bob Fesco friends on the text line. Bob, your friend Jim's son here. I host a charity golf tournament every year. Come drive the cart and have some Surfside. Dusty, Mac, too.
I was going to say, you let
Live
Dusty.
Live remote, question mark?
You let Dusty play. I'll come drive the cart with Surfside. Tell your father to text me all the information, and we'll get this thing moving in the right direction.
Since we only have one thing at clubs, Mac, we can put you on the other side. You can put that little
belt around.
He can stand on the side. Your little hair flowing in the back. That way you can
incredible.
See if my ball's in the rough.
That should be fantastic. One
Ice
bag of clubs
straight
Mac.
Ahead.
I mean, you're the only one who could pull that off, too. Yeah, Dusty and I can't stand back
no,
there.
Just kind of reach my hand back. Bob, hand me another drink, please.
The cooler will be right in front of you in a little
crate. You'll be...
Oh, you're right. I'll have the access.
You'll be like in the crow's nest looking for the golf balls. Yeah. Somebody says, I am currently listening from Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Oh, no.
I live
wow.
here. Tell you, man.
That's weird.
Great. You can come live in our parking lot because it's the exact same thing. It doesn't have the sulfur smell. It probably smells like, you know, whatever. But our parking lot is hot Sulfur Springs, or not Sulfur Springs, Colorado. You go out there and there's springs all over filled with nice rainwater. You want to bathe out there later? Let's go out there and take a bath.
Mm-mm.
Mike, I'll give you $1 if you go out there and start
bathing.
Yes, it's $1. Maloney, I'll give you $1 to come here and take a bath in the pothole.
He's on the way now.
Flex. Bath at the pothole.
He's got like floaties on.
Yeah. He's going to look like the principal in Billy Madison when he shows up at the pool with the thing around his waist and, you know.
P.S. I'm horny.
Maloney out there floating with a blow-up swan in the pothole.
He was supposed to pinch my leg when he was short of breath. The blob. The Rob.
Maloney, please come in here and float in a pothole.
Again, if you missed the start of the show, you've got game 2 tonight of the NBA Finals. You had game 2 last night of the Stanley Cup Finals. That is 1-1. Are we going to get a mirror image of the playoffs? Is the road team going to lose tonight in overtime to the home team, the San Antonio Spurs? What's Wimby going to do? We're going to dive into all of that as we get back on the other side here on 96.5, The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
Every Hardee's is closed.
Well, that sucks.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5, The Fan.
Friday rolls along. Don't forget, join 96.5 The Fan, G12, as C.Dot and Rob broadcast live from the Peanut in the Northlands. Starting at 2 o'clock, we'll be giving away coolers and other prizes for those in attendance that hang out and watch USA play as they kick off at 8 o'clock. Our watch parties this summer are presented by Truly, the official seltzer of U.S. soccer, and by Security Bank of Kansas City, boldly local since 1933. Speaking of boldly local, Jay Binkley.
Oh, boy.
He's tapped in listening because we were talking about the NHL playoffs, and he had what to say.
Okay, so I got a text from Jay Binkley, 6:06 this morning, guys. So he is, like as you said, up and responsive. And the best part about it is he's texting me, and I'm responding, and there is no recollection that I am even texting him because he's not responding to anything. He's this mad right now. I was livid at Channel 9 last night. We missed the third period because of weather near Iowa. people were pissed. They didn't do split screen until the very end. Almost the whole game was ruined. They didn't do split screen to the very end. They could have done that the whole time, but they didn't. I was furious, as were many others. Imagine doing this during the Cup without a split screen. Miss 90% of the third period for weather near Iowa. Honestly, Bob, I was as mad as I've ever been regarding sports. I was cuss out loud pissed. I looked at X and many were pissed. Good thing I'm not doing a show today or I would go off on the weather people. They didn't figure out split screen till the end of the game. Embarrassing.
I'm like pissed.
I mean,
Big's fiery.
Just get a box, Big. I've been telling you, you watch it. You don't have to worry about it then.
Like local, Bob.
I mean, it was annoying.
That's infuriating.
Because I had it on last night, obviously, is watching that. And then the Royals, because it was really, I don't know if it was coincidental or ironic, but the Royals hit a rain delay. And the third period starting, and it's being delayed because of rain in the metro area.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense. And I'm like, can we get this guy to the
but
side?
But it wasn't even rain in the metro area.
No, it was damn near Iowa.
It was. Yeah. I mean, as Binkley's pointing out, it is damn near Iowa. There has to be a happy medium though that we can do for sports fans, even if it is moving the sports fan. Like Channel 9, you've got two channels, right? You've got 9 and 29. When the weather is coming in, say, hey, we're moving the game that you guys want to watch to Channel 29, and everybody, you know, matriculate over there. It's not like we're moving it to FUBU or something like that. Everybody has Channel 29. You can find that and move that game over to Channel 29 and then just leave Channel 9 to go for the weather and then compare the ratings and see what people are watching and see what people are paying attention to. And I know the weather folks will tell you we have to do it. It's out of safety and out of abundance of caution as we picked up during COVID. I understand all of that. But there are so a lot of times where the weather people do break in, and it really isn't stuff that affects the metro area. It affects stuff that's way north or way east or way west or, you know, way south, and it infringes on people's games. So why not give people that opportunity? Is there some law that says, or if it really is something like that, flip the weather people over to Channel 29. You legitimately have two channels, and I guarantee you the reruns of Modern Family or Two and a Half Men or whatever you're showing on Channel 29 – you're okay to bump that for the game and give people the opportunity to watch these games without being interrupted. Because I'm sure Binkley wasn't the only guy that was pissed off. We hear about it all the time. It goes back to Katie Horner effing up the Big Ten tournament years ago. And then the KUMU game with the damn sunspots at Channel 5. They've had a banner run over there.
And then I think it was Lakers-Celtics and Brian Busby was on the TV during the finals because it was like, I mean, now that was actually like legit because there was like tornado warnings
here.
And watches here.
Yeah.
And they were just like putting the finals game in the tiny corner instead of split screen.
Oh, man.
Like, yeah. It was brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, led the summer. It's like, hope. And it was just, and the thing that was off about it, right? So every other day they'd play, and every other day it was like a tornado watcher warning. It's like you just can't like get away from it.
Watch the game.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, you can't. And look, it's not just here in Kansas City. They do this everywhere. Mm-hmm. But again, we have the technology, and every one of these TV stations now has their own streaming services and streaming platforms. We hear about it all the time. Send people to their phone. What did we say the other day? 97% of Americans have a phone. 90% of Americans have a smartphone. 70-some percent of Americans have a television. So wouldn't you be reaching more people by just putting it on your app and directing people, hey, the weather right now, if you really need to see what's going on, go to your phone, go to our app, see what's going on in that type of situation. Couldn't we do that as well? Because seemingly you're reaching more people because more people have a phone than actually have a TV.
We're all going to have our TV on tonight on ABC because the Knicks and Spurs will play game two. The cost to get into game three, apparently upwards of like $7,500. They asked Jalen Brunson what show he would spend $7,500 on.
There was a report that in the last row of the Garden, there's seats on sale for $7,500. I'm curious, what show would you pay $7,500 to go see?
That's a good question.
Thank you. Nothing.
Like he thought about it.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Live Michael Jackson performance.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, live. So
a dead guy.
Yeah. Well, if you obviously if you could have anything, you could. asked for, and it was, you know, but like, so $7,500, what show or what would you do?
Yeah, I mean, Sinatra probably, Michael Jackson Live would be great. I mean, if you could do something like that. But I also look at it and go, I'm not spending $7,500. Mm. I mean, it really is. Did you hear the Cardinals story about the St. Louis Cardinals with these games this weekend in New York? That they're playing the Mets, I guess, or maybe they're playing the Yankees. I don't even know at this point. And what all the rookies, the Cardinals, a lot of guys are making league minimum right now. And so one of the rookies, I forget who, Weatherholt, I think it was, called his agent and asked about tickets to go see the game three at Madison Square Garden because they had like an off night or something.
Sorry, Rook.
Right. And so the agent gave him the prices. And like, I think it was Weatherholt says, is there a bar next to the hotel? Like it's outpricing major league baseball players. Now, I know they're making the league minimum and it's a lot smaller than an A-Rod type salary or Otani. But even still, I mean, that's where we are with the pricing of this thing, where even major league baseball players are saying, yeah, I'm going to pass on this one.
Yeah, it's kind of stuff that comes with the territory, because I still remember the freshness of when the Royals were in their playoff run in 2014. It's like, first time I've been in the playoffs in, you know,
what were people paying for tickets back then? Do you remember?
I paid $1,200 for my dad and I seats.
For two seats.
But it was worth it because they clinched the pennant.
Yeah.
It was when they beat Baltimore.
Were they nosebleeds?
They were first row, third base side, upper deck.
That's a good seat, though.
So we saw the Alex Gordon run catch where he crashed into the fence against the Orioles. And we got to see him like wheel out the stage.
Moose was right in front of you then, too, right?
Sure. Yeah. And so like it was still worth it. And like luckily the guy that I got the tickets from was an usher and a college student at UCM, so I could just pay him in increments. I'd be like, here's 200, here's 200. Cool. And he was cool about it. Nice. Shout out Daniel Barnett.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
So like, it was good to do that. And then my dad's like, how in the world did you get tickets? I'm like, just don't ask questions. Enjoy the game. And I still have the photo of us waving the towels and the stages behind us. And Lorenzo Cain was the MVP. And it was just, $1,200 didn't matter at that moment.
But think about that, though, Dusty. $600 a ticket, right? Yeah. This is 10 times that amount. I mean, 10 times that amount. And I'm interested to see if and when the World Series were ever to come back here, what people are willing to pay for this kind of stuff. Now, New York is a completely different beast and a completely different monster. They haven't won it in 53 years. The last time they were in it, OJ was driving down the highway.
It's still crazy.
Yeah.
It's still crazy prices.
It is. Yeah. That's what I'm getting at. I'm like, am I missing something here? Is that commonplace now? Like, New York, they're just going to pay kind of money. But, I mean, I've heard people are paying insane amounts to try to get into the KU game. Like, people want to be at these premier events. And again, it goes back to what I've been saying for years. Get rid of the regular season. Create more of these games where people are willing to pay this kind of dough to go see these games. You know, reduce the regular season, increase the postseason stuff, because people love the postseason. I mean, it's showing right now. Hockey's doubled their ratings from a year ago. People like the bigness of the game. They like telling people they've been there, too, and to be seen. But, man, $7,000 a ticket to get in is absolutely nuts. And I love Brunson's answer, because it's one of those things where you're like, I'm not paying that kind of money. And then he realizes people are paying at a low end $7,500 to go watch me play basketball.
Just to get in the door. Have me about a drink.
I mean, about nachos. I hope that puts it into perspective, though, for these guys, too. And they realize how much people are spending to go watch them play, which goes back to the other thing. The professional athlete is probably underpaid in the grand scheme of things based on the amount of money that they bring in for their employers, you know?
From the 816, I paid $275 for standing room only ticket for game 5 of the World Series in New York in 2015.
How much?
$275.
That's not bad.
That's amazing.
No, that's a steal, actually.
Oh, that is incredible.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
I'd have paid.
And you know what? Standing room only in baseball? So what? That's what we're doing now right?
No, that's not a big deal.
No, that's great. Yeah. I like that.
I don't know if I'd spend much over $1,000 for any show or any. Thousands a lot.
It's a lot of money.
To go see something, that's a lot.
It is. For anything to spend. I mean, I even look at like flights, you're like $1,000, right? That's a lot. And then you realize what an airline's doing. They're flying you across the globe in 9 hours over oceans. You're like, all right, that's kind of worth a little bit more. Yeah.
Using our gas price there.
Oh, God, yeah. But no, I mean, that is a big number, man. And so I'd love to see if any NBA player would have like, I'd be happy to pay $7,500 to go watch myself, you know?
Tonight is game 2 in San Antonio. Knicks up 1-0. What's got to be different for the Spurs, and what can the Knicks do to assure a 2-0 lead going back to the Big Apple, Mac?
I'll start with the Spurs. I don't know about you guys, but I loved the physicality from them early on. I mean, Brunson shot 31 times, and he couldn't get going until late in the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter, obviously, Brunson was born. But I'll bring back 4 minutes of Carter Bryant, rookie 20-year-old Carter Bryant. He played 4 minutes, all in the fourth quarter, all guarding Jalen Brunson when he got hot. Mitch Johnson, you need to be better, number one. Number two, Stephon Castle was really good, again, on Jalen Brunson that first half, very physical. Only had three fouls. I don't know why we went away from that. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
He pulled a John Harbaugh, didn't run in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, it's amazing how many times we see coaches blow games, guys. I mean, we really do, whether it's bullpen management, whether it's calling no running plays in the second half, like you mentioned with Harbaugh, whether it's defending the wrong guy with the wrong player. Like, sometimes it's okay just to look at something and go, hey, this is working tonight. I know we didn't plan for this, but hell, this is working right now. You go do you.
Yeah, I'd shorten the rotation. Yeah, no Carter Bryant, no Harrison Barnes. I'd need to see less De'Aaron Fox and more Dylan Harper. Like, go to your guys. I know they're young, but they're studs. They showed out again. Dylan Harper, what a first, you know, two and a half, three quarters. Felt like they kind of went away from him again. Under 30 minutes played, he should be starting.
Yeah, he should be playing more. There's been a lot of controversy in San Antonio with the coach, obviously, about him coming out of the game. It's like, why wasn't he playing more minutes? Why did you take him out of the game? You can't take the hot player out right now. You just can't. This is one of these series, like, I hate to be this guy again, throw your analytical nonsense away and just focus on what's going on the court, man. You don't know how people are going to play in these type of situations,
especially if it's like, oh, well, I'm playing him for a veteran. Okay, I guess I can see your logically. No, again, you played Carter Bryant, another 20-year-old who's worse and got absolutely shelled and exposed.
Yeah.
With the Knicks, keep it up, man. I don't know what to say about them. Keep it up.
Keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing and keep dominating in the fourth quarter, man. Yeah. Just figure it out for the first three quarters and then let Brunson take over in the fourth. And I know that doesn't sound like a great game plan, and you're looking at that and you're going, oh, you can't rely on something like that. But guys, that's what's working for this team right now. You know, man, guys! That's what's working for this team right now, right? Is it not?
No, absolutely.
So just keep doing what you're doing, man. Again, the heart, the brain, the mind, all of that stuff that you just can't put a tangible number on, that's working for the Knicks. The Knicks have not lost since day one of the NFL draft.
I think the thing with the Knicks that they need to take back to the Apple is you got to keep it within five going into the fourth quarter and survive the San Antonio run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they did that last game. They were up 13, San Antonio was, and by the time the fourth quarter started, it was 76-76, and then Brunson can do his thing. The other thing that's interesting, guys, is that we talked about how the Knicks are, their win differential, like the point difference, 10 is where we're at right now, 10, mm-hmm. in the finals.
They're winning every game by double digits.
So, if you're the Spurs, you got to figure out how to avoid that separation in the last 4 minutes, because that's what happened last game. Is they got out-rebounded, they got out-physicaled, and they got out-shot. Because if Jalen Brunson is able to get down in the paint in the five-minute mark of the fourth quarter and knock balls loose with rebounds and then get wide open and splash it from the corner, you are going to lose every single time. Because he should not be able to do that. And he does that. And if you let them kind of hang around and stay alive, they're going to beat you because Brunson has done it enough. Again, we talked about it yesterday. He's got the second most points in the playoffs since 2020 and 21, only behind Jason Tatum, right above Nikola Jokic. So you can't let him do that. And I know that's easier said than done, but you've got to put somebody on Brunson, whether that's Wimby, whether that's, you know, whoever. Mm. It ain't Harrison Barnes. Okay? He played at North Carolina in 2009.
No, he did not. Has it really been that long?
I don't know. He's got it. Whatever,
I mean,
he went.
Yeah, Harrison Barnes has been around for a while, though, man. He really has. Like, that guy is old. But 2009 is crazy. But you say put them away early, right? The Spurs had a 14-point lead in the third quarter. You would think that is putting them away early, but there is no putting the Knicks away early because they win big. They also come back from big time deficits as well. Like, that's the thing that is so unique about this club is the mind. It's between the ears. It's the most important muscle. And this team never believes they're out of it. They never believe that they're going to lose. They never believe that they can't. And the mind is powerful. And when you always believe that you're going to get the job done, you do. I've heard it for years from athletes. Having a positive mindset and believing that you're going to get the job done, you do get the job done. You have the negative one, forget about it. You don't stand a chance. And so this Knicks team, for whatever it is, they've got the right mindset. And that's why I love this team. Knicks in three.
Harrison Barnes was drafted 7th overall in the NBA draft in 2012.
Okay, so pretty close.
He went to UNC in 2010. He was recruited out of Ames, Iowa as the number one recruit.
That's right.
In 2009 and went to UNC in 2010. So I wasn't far off.
No, you weren't at all. No, he's old. Yeah.
I just looked it up yesterday because I was
13 years in the league.
Yeah, I was thinking about this conversation. He's one that's really deceiving. I would have had him 39, 40 years old. I just thought he was ancient. He's 34. He's still older player.
Oh, that's old? Yeah.
He's still older player, but I just thought he was even older than that.
Yeah. But. I mean, you see a 40-year-old lugging it up the court, man. I mean, that's like Vlade Divac type stuff.
Yeah, I think
that guy would smoke heaters, too.
I'm excited to see again, because I think I mentioned it last week or something, but the Spurs are like that robot in the movie that just keeps learning. They just keep getting smarter and smarter. So I'm excited to see that evolution of this game from last game, because obviously you saw it in third, late, and fourth. Obviously, like they choked up. They tightened up. You felt it when it was tight at the end of the third quarter when Wimby like bricked another shot. I was like, man, they just don't.
They were tight.
They just don't have anything, and you felt that happen. I'm excited to see their counter to that.
Is it a bigger advantage for them now that game one's out of the way? Because the Knicks are no strangers to the streets of the playoffs. They've done that. Now, the finals are a different animal. I get that. But now that the Spurs have played a game and under their belt and they're still at home,
yes,
is game two a different Spurs team that we saw in game one? Or is it
I don't know. I mean, I'm more looking at the Knicks and going like,
can they keep control?
Yeah. Can the Knicks take a 2-0 lead back to New York? Because I really do. I think the pressure is all on San Antonio tonight. Obviously, you don't want to go down 0-2. How are they going to play with that pressure? I don't know. I mean, we'll see. It's a different pressure, too. And then they have a different pressure on Monday going into New York and playing in the Garden. I mean, it's going to be the atmosphere there that nobody's ever seen. I don't know what to expect on Monday night. I really don't. I mean, exactly. I can't wait to see what's going to happen on Monday night, because I think it is, especially if they're up 2-0. But that's the thing with San Antonio. You get up on these guys, you even up 14, you've got to find a way to extend that to 20, to 25, to deliver whatever knockout punch that is to the junk of the Knicks, because they believe that they're going to win. I'm interested to see how the Knicks respond after a loss, though, too, because it's been so long since they, like I said, the Jets were on the clock the last time the Knicks had a loss.
You could put the dream team in their prime on the court against the Knicks in a 7-game series, and the Knicks would sweep them. Because they are a team of destiny. They are a team that is just connected on a level that we've never seen before in the history of the NBA. You could see it in their eyes. You could see it in their body language. The Knicks, you have to take a stake and drive it through their heart. And even then, you're not going to put them down. Not four times, that's for sure. Yeah, you might get one. You're not getting four. This team is not losing four games. Not to the Spurs, not to the Dream Team, not to Michael Jordan's Bulls, not to anybody. Okay. This is a team of destiny. The Knicks are a team of destiny. 53 long years. This is the sports gods repaying all of us as Knicks fans.
It sounds like us as Chiefs fans, you know?
It does.
I need the Spurs to win, and then I need his show the next day in my ears.
Yes. You mean win a game or win the series?
The series.
The series, yeah. It does. It sounds like us, though, man. We know what it's like to want that first championship, like when we got it with the Royals in 15, and then we took on, you know, the Chiefs, and we got those first championships. We were all like that, right? Like, you've never had it before. You want it so bad. Now, I don't know that they can go out there. Maybe today they beat the Dream Team with, you know, guys in their 60s. But in their prime? Come on.
Stop.
I don't know if they could beat the Dream Team's bench.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
I mean, you're starting five or what? Bird?
Magic? MJ. Isaiah?
Yeah, Bird was probably off the bench at that point. He was old. Yeah, Isaiah, Magic. Yeah,
Jordan, Charles, Scotty.
You had Ewing. You had Chris Mullen.
Carl Malone.
Maxwell's hated player in the world for some reason.
You don't like Chris Carl Malone?
No, Chris Mullen. We all don't like Chris Mullen.
Chris Mullen was the mailman, man. He would deliver.
And then yesterday I used my friends as guinea pigs, so I get you guys the same question because it made them all think. They didn't really know. If you had Shohei Ohtani on your roster, would you want him to pitch the ninth inning to win the game? Or do you want him to come up to bat in a tie game in the ninth inning to win the game?
I want him to hit.
You want him to hit?
I kind of want him to pitch.
More control with the ball in his hand?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Yeah, he can dictate more at the end. Man, that's tough.
One-run lead in the ninth, and he pitches, or tie game, and he comes up to hit. You're going hit?
Pitch? Yeah, I'm taking him pitching.
Okay.
What's your answer?
I think it's pitch.
Okay. Same reason?
He just can control it. All the weight of the world is in his hand. When he's batting, he's not in control, which he most of the time is in control. But again, you win the game either way with Shohei Ohtani, I think, in my opinion. Coming up on the other side, it was a good day for Christian Watson's bank account. It was a bad day for him on social media. Unreal. Totally agree, though, with social media here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Watson! Yeah!
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Oh boy, this is going to get people even more aggravated at FIFA.
Oh no.
They have now banned national anthems at the World Cup. FIFA has ended traditional national anthem routines at the World Cup. FIFA will now instead launch a fan-centric pre-match ceremony featuring all players on the pitch standing in a circle. FIFA! So no bottled water, no anthem.
What the hell?
I don't know.
That's like the tradition. You go out there with your country flag
what
and then everybody sees.
What the hell,
man? Yeah. Get bent.
Absolutely.
Get bent.
Interesting.
I'm not even like we need to have the national anthem before everything, or we need to do it in every classroom right. At all. I'm not that guy by any means.
Especially at the Wednesday swim meets. We don't
need it. 100% I'm there with you. Pledge of Allegiance every day before school. It's weird. The World Cup. That's the whole thing. Do you know how sick it was that first week last season in Brazil and seeing those Brazilians sing their national anthem? It was badass. It was awesome. They were crying. Their arms were linked. I want that in Arrowhead Stadium from other countries.
Hang on
I want
second.
That
where,
passion.
Where?
Arrowhead Stadium. That's where I want. Oh. Me and Kay Adams are still calling it that. Mm. That's what I want. That is what sports is about, fighting for your country and for your people. We talk about that here in Kansas City from a local perspective. I want to do that with the United States. I want to see Brazilians and whoever do that with their country. That sucks. FIFA, get bent.
Could you imagine the Argentinian fans that go and they're doing the national anthem for the United States and all of a sudden it's like the home of the cheese?
Yeah. What was that? What was that?
Maybe that's why they're not doing it.
Yeah, I don't know why. That got me. I don't like that, FIFA.
By the way, you're a Kevin Durant fan, right?
Big time. Favorite player ever.
Is this story true where he was lurking behind bushes?
Have you seen this picture?
Oh, my God. That's real? That's Kevin Durant in a nutshell right there. That right there sums up Kevin Durant. Apparently, he was trying to hide from the paparazzi behind a bush last night.
Yes. And you can
see his head above the bush.
Above the bush and his eyes. I'm like, geez, bud. At least he's hanging out with a female. I'm glad that he's doing something. That made me happy to see that at least.
But I mean, you're lurking behind a bush because you're afraid to get your picture taken. That's why people don't like Kevin Durant. It's stuff like this right here. It's not the basketball side of things. Cringy stuff that he does, man.
In case you missed the news yesterday, Green Bay wide receiver Christian Watson, and the Packers
reached
an agreement yesterday on a four-year, $110.5 million contract extension that includes $31 million in signing bonus.
Do we need to do this?
I mean, you talk about a guy that gives you flashes of hope and then gets hurt for like four games and then comes back and gives you like three games. Like, got to be one of the most frustrating streamers in fantasy football in the last 3 years. Hey, Mac, do I start Christian Watson or do I start Xavier Worthy?
Neither. Move on.
Because that's like where the conversation always is. And really good day for him. He got paid, right?
Yeah, he did.
Got a ton of money. And then you go to Twitter and read the comments.
Oh, were they negative?
Oh, my gosh. It was hilarious. This comes from ML Football, one of the worst handles.
But I mean, anyway, they suck. They really do.
200 or they put it all out. $27.6 million per year. Zero Pro Bowls. Zero All Pros. Zero seasons with over 620 yards. Zero seasons with over 7 touchdowns. Zero seasons with over 41 receptions.
And so what you're showing me right there is the pay for a wide receiver, which why it's important to draft and develop your wide receivers now in the NFL. That's what this is telling me right here. Like, I'm not one of these, oh my God, Christian Watson is getting paid. He's the next, right? The next guy that gets paid always makes seemingly too much money than the guy previous to him, and in 5 minutes, somebody else will pass him by.
Right.
But this is right here the going rate now for mid wide receivers. I mean, that Christian Watt, nice player, but I mean, the highest paid at his position. I mean, obviously, I know where we are, and the next guy will be the highest as well. But this is why Brett Veach years ago saw this coming with Tyreek Hill and said, we're just going to move on. We're going to move forward without Tyreek Hill because we're not going to get caught up paying this kind of money. We're pushing $30 million a year now for wide receivers. And so I think it just becomes more and more imperative for this organization to find those wide receivers in the draft, draft and develop, and keep that going forward. Who the hell can afford a wide receiver right now in this league? God.
This is the... like the group of guys that he is kind of with his contract of $27.6 million a year, Alec Pierce? Or they must have misspelled it because it says literally it's P-I-E-C-E. This is sleeper NFL, so they're kind of legit. Jalen Waddle, who just got paid by the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
DJ Moore, 27.5. Jameson Williams, 26.6. And Devonta Smith, $25
million. Damn, Courtney. And Howie Roseman, right. By far the best player on that list, the least paid.
Yeah, and
by
Christian
far
Watson's
the best player
making
on that
all
list.
Of that.
Yeah, Christian Watson is making all sorts of stupid money.
And I think we would take Alec Pierce, Jalen Waddle, DJ Moore, Jameson Williams, and Devonta Smith all over Watson, mm-hmm. Right? Like we would, none of that would happen.
Man, I don't like that money tier. That's
what I'm telling you. That's why it's like Rashee Rice. I mean, just look at him sitting in jail right now. How much money he's passed up? Christian Watson just got $30 million.
And all those guys like are question marks and guys that are like maybe haven't lived up to something.
Right.
That was the Island of Misfit Toys tier. I don't like that for $30 million.
Yeah, that's a lot. Island of Misfit Toys is the most expensive.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's the other thing. It's not like you're paying Ja'Marr Chase, JJ, and Puka or something like that. Like you're paying Christian Watson. For God's sakes. And so you give Brett Veach a lot of credit. He recognized this years ago where this was going. Now, they've tried the draft. They haven't hit yet on that wide receiver in the draft, and they still need to do that.
Rice was a hit. It's just...
Well, yes. On the field, I think he is a hit. Off the field, forget about it.
Off the field, he's a hit and run.
Yeah.
This makes me think they pay him, though. I will say.
You can get a deal now, I think, with Rashee Rice. If you go up to him and go, bro, we'll give you $10 million a year. You can't keep yourself out of trouble.
It told me three things. One, it's disappointing if Rashee Rice sees that news because of the money he's missing out on.
Do you get that news in the pen?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, somebody knows.
Somebody's going up to him going, bro, you're here. That guy got 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. 600, 700 yards in a season.
Two, the other thing it tells me is you have to hit on a receiver in the draft.
Have to.
Yeah. I mean,
every year
you just have to. It's just the money is just it's insane. And then the third thing it tells me is, boy, oh boy, does Xavier Worthy need a big year this year to see if he can make something around that? Because I don't think the Chiefs would pay him $27 million a year.
Hell no.
And if somebody will, like if Green Bay, so like I guess you could give you like a fourth thing it tells me is that Green Bay thinks the worst of the luck or the out missed games of Christian Watson are over, and they're banking on him to kind of take off. So they got to pay him with like wide receiver two money, which is weird to think about that, but he's not making $42 million a year like some of those guys are. But if he does take off, then he's under the contract. Kind of like what the Chiefs, I think, tried to do with George Karlaftis. They thought he would kind of big uptick last year.
Exactly.
And then because it was a year ago and I was in Gulf Shores and he got the contract. I'm like, wait, what? I've had a lot today, but Karlaftis?
Yeah, you try to buy guys out early. It's a smart thing to do. It really is.
I mean, the Royals did it with Bobby.
Right, exactly. You see it all the time with athletes. When they're good, you buy them out. And sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. Now we find out he had a broken hand all year. So now the pressure's really on George Karlaftis this year. No broken hand, big contract, go out there. And you got help now along the line. Let's go. Let's see what you can do. And go out there and play. But what is this? I mean, my mind's working in all sorts of different ways on this signing right now. What does this say how they feel about Jordan Love? If they're making sure that they've got Christian Watson lined up long-term, are they long-term believers? I know they paid him, but are they long-term believers in Jordan Love up there? If they're now starting to dole out dough like this to mid-tier wide receivers, I mean, it's like, all right, we got to have this guy because if we don't, then our quarterback isn't going to have success. Maybe it's a little indictment of him. I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah, I don't know. I think they love him. Not to be punny, but I think that they think he is like legit. They think that he's elite. We'll see if he
is. We'll see. I don't know.
He's been hurt and been out.
Right.
And when he has been healthy, hasn't been what we thought 2 years ago. And so,
no consistency.
Yes.
He's kind of played like where his mother sat in the upper deck. You know, like it's kind of how his career has gone.
Yes,
but they signed him. So now they're investing in weapons around him. Can't say I hate that. But you also don't have to hit on a wide receiver in the first round too, guys. I mean, you know, everybody always says, oh, first round. We all focus on that, right? But what if you get a wide receiver in the third or fourth round and it turns out to be somebody? Where's Puka picked?
Yep, third or fourth
third
round.
Third or fourth round,
Cyrus
right?
Cyrus Allen could be that guy.
You know, we don't know. We could have the next $30 million wide receiver there. And then, you know, he'll be middle of the pack by the time he gets paid $30 million. But, you know.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
You don't know with the wide receivers. It's not a position where you have to say it's got to be a first-round pick like a quarterback does.
Don't forget the Cody and Gold Garage Sale is on Wednesday, June 10th. That's next week. 100% of the proceeds go to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Auction items are available for viewing and bidding by going to 96.5thefan.com and clicking the pass-through link. I know Jay Binkley and I are in there for Burn Theory. It's a brewery. $200 bar tab. You can hang out with me and Bink. I mean, come on. I'm just there to watch
nice.
Bink.
Yeah.
You get to hang out with Bink. That's the enjoyment of it, man.
Talk about his TV.
Talk about draft, weather, interrupting his sporting events, and all that good stuff. But coming up next, it's other people outside of Kansas City talking stale. We'll get into it next on Kansas City's radio station, 96.5 The Fan.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Jack Caglione, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Weekday mornings starting at 6, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.